How I got here. Hello again. I'm Marie Swaru. I've been asked to talk more about how I got here, and in detail, because it is not well understood, so I will. Before anything else, meditate on this. Your car, your bike, your cell phone, your computer, and your entire life would be considered completely unbelievable and fiction only 200 years ago. It was mid-2021, I was 13 years old, and I had been living mainly on Earth for 5 years now. I say mainly, because my mother and I did go on vacations, off-planet several times a year. Mostly to Viera the Andromedan Space Station, and to planet Sindriel, Aldebaran. The pandemic was at its highest point where I lived, so my mother no longer was giving any health, fitness, nor self-defense classes. And I was no longer attending school either. By then, I had been taking classic ballet dance classes for over 2 years. I loved it very much, and I was even seriously considering becoming a professional classic dancer. I had been training vigorously for that, as well as gymnastics, as I'm very elastic. They go hand in hand. But that situation, the one you all know about, made me retract into isolation. Not so much because of mandates, but because I couldn't stand to see how people were falling for such an obviously false situation, and for that very reason I just couldn't obey mandates. Having to do so was poisoning my soul. So I had heavy personal problems, even with simple things like fetching something at a store. I had a serious rejection problem going on, understandably so, I guess. So my mother and I decided to leave Earth, at least for some time, until that situation moved away, if it was to move away, and we decided to live inside the Andromeda Viera space station, using my mom's starship, Suzy TP-157M, as our house, as it is large enough inside. My mom, besides being a personal trainer, that being her human job, had always been a fighter pilot at the service of Tejetan Society, that's why she had that Suzy-class fighter starship. Mid-2021, a certain problem arose in space, with an individual that was acting rogue and antagonist to Tejetan Society. I cannot go into much detail, because I was specifically asked not to. All I can say is that was part of an elaborate plot to take control over Tejetan Society, involving Earth's regressive cabal. That person was being chased by Tejetan ships at that time, and it was reported that individual could be around our sector, so my mother was on alert. But as no one can be on alert all the time, one day my mother went well inside the Andromedan, Viera biosphere ship, the big wedged-shaped ship, hiding behind the moon. She had been out for hours inside nature and I was alone in our ship, when Suzy's AI started to sound a proximity detection alert, indicating that the person the Tejetans were looking for was in the area. My mom didn't take her communication device with her. I didn't know what to do because I noticed that rogue ship following a passing by flight configuration, meaning that it would soon fly away, who knows where, and be lost again. So I took a decision I would later regret a lot. I instructed Suzy to lift off from the Viera's hangar we were in, and to follow that starship in hot pursuit. Of course, I didn't know all about stellar navigation, but at the time I thought I knew enough. But I didn't know that the person I was attempting to follow was a seasoned fighter pilot and a veteran instructor for Tejetan fighter pilots. So when she, because it was a woman, noticed that I was following her, she started to perform a combat maneuver known as space skipping, that is, to jump from location to location many times in a random way, to try to lose me. As I mentioned before, a starship leaves a disturbance in the field, around where it jumped, and that disturbance lasts for a few seconds, or even minutes, enough for another starship to read that disturbance's frequency, and with it, the computer can know where that other starship went. Frequency of destination detection. The problem is that fighter pilot I was attempting to follow was very experienced, so she started not only to space skip, but she also was temporal skipping, and that is when a fighter pilot not only jumps from random location to random location, but also jumps to another moment in time, of each of those locations the ship is jumping in and out from. So there is another level here, not only considering where a ship was, but also when it was there. Jumping in and out of those random locations, with the obvious intention to lose the ship following her, mine, it would result in me getting severely lost, in time and space. I was facing a highly experienced fighter pilot doing her best to lose what she considered to be a big threat to her, as her ship, also a Taijetan Suzy class, marked with the number TPT-156, detected my ship to be a Suzy 2, or Super Suzy, latest and improved model, therefore, classified as of maximum danger for her. She didn't know the pilot was a simple, 13-year-old, schoolgirl, ballet dancer, not an experienced fighter pilot. So, yes, I got lost in time and space. After only a few minutes, I was so lost, and I couldn't go back to where I had come from. I had failed to record the frequency and sequence of each of my jumps, and I had repetitively overwritten the frequency of my initial location, all because I was too enthusiastic, because I thought my mom would be so proud of me for catching that rogue pilot the Taijetans were searching for. I basically didn't even know what I was instructing the ship's flight computer. And up to now, I haven't been able to go back to where I came from, yet. But there was another very experienced fighter pilot, also searching for the same rogue person, and she was also following that ship's frequency skipping pattern, hunting her down professionally. My mother, but from another timeline. Athena Elizabeth Swaru, Tina, the one you all know. Much younger than my original mother, only 5 years older than me, but already with a lot of training. So fortunately for me, she detected my ship also trying to follow the Rogue One. She opened up a communication line with me, but I didn't accept video at first, only audio, as I was a little afraid, although I opened up to her immediately, when I heard her voice, my mom's voice. When I finally saw her in video, I recognized her body shape, but she looked, not only younger, but different. She was shocked to see how young I was, and she immediately asked to talk to my mother, and asked me where she was. Of course, I had to explain everything to her, and she was quite concerned about my situation, knowing I was there in the middle of deep space, in the middle of nothing, alone, and clueless. As an experienced fighter pilot, although very young as well, what she did next was to dock both ships together, using their ventral hatches, then link the computers of both our starships, so mine would follow hers as a mirror, so it wouldn't get lost again, while I transferred on board her ship, where we met for the first time, and I gave her the news. I told her, I was her daughter, from another timeline. Of course I was crying and crying, but Tina said to me reassuringly, that she would help me find my way back home, and she told me that she was my mother now, while I get back to the one that birthed me. But first she had to catch that rogue pilot. So she sat me next to her, in the cockpit of her ship, while mine shadowed us using its AI as pilot, linked to Tina's ship's computer. It didn't take us long before we found the rogue pilot's trace again. And what happened next was a very nerve-wracking sequence of combat maneuvers between Athena and that pilot, both time and space skipping at high speed, taking us all to the star system of Proxima Centauri, where Athena managed to foresee and anticipate where exactly the rogue pilot would emerge from while space skipping, arriving there first and placing my Susie ship as a decoy so when the rogue pilot emerged from hyperspace all her attention would go to my empty ship, not being able to see Athena's. All in a sequence that lasted only for a few seconds, and at very high speed, Athena scored a direct hit on the rogue pilot's ship, destroying its engines and disabling it permanently, in an action scene that was by far the most exciting thing I had ever lived. Then Athena, also a martial arts expert, like my original mom, boarded the rogue pilot's ship, and single-handedly arrested the rogue pilot, while I waited biting my fingernails, in Tina's ship's bridge or cockpit. Less than 2 hours later, a Tejetan Talika-class heavy battle cruiser arrived, and several other Tejetan fighter ships with it, as well as a numerous Centauri Alfreton military detachment, to supervise what was going on. After all, it's their space. The timeline where all that occurred is this timeline we are on now. We all proceeded to go to Temma to declare what had happened, all the ships, including our two Susies and the half-destroyed one the rogue pilot, now in custody, was using. Although I was back in Temma, again, I never had a chance to go back to the beach, as I was more interested in getting back home, to my mother, and to my original timeline. In Temma, Athena Elizabeth Suaru, or Tina, was awarded an official combat kill, no one died, and to this date, she is still the only fighter pilot who has ever successfully downed a Tejetan, Susie-class starship. After all that excitement had passed, and while still in Temma, in Talika City Spaceport, Athena and I, with the help of her ship's AI, linked to my ship's own, started to research all the data to find from where I had come from. In order to be able to decipher the frequency, to be able to reprogram it back into my ship's computer, so I could get back home. But it was all erased, and all the data was lost, or tangled beyond deciphering. My heart sunk, and I was very sad, and I did nothing but cry and cry. Tina insisted that she was now my mother, and that I should not worry, but she understood my grief. From Temma we came back here to Starship Talika, orbiting Earth, where Athena's friends were waiting for her. I met the Tejetans you all know, and little Sophia, Yerji Suaru, who is 4 years younger than I. To this date I still can't get back to my original timeline. I can't get back to where I came from. So, up to this date I remain here, living on board the Tejetan flagship, Talika, with Queen Elenim I, and her Tejetan crew and with Athena as my new mom, and Yerji Sophia as my little sister. I still miss my original mother very much, even though I'm approaching 2 years here now. I guess I always will. I'm very sad because of what happened. But on the other hand, I also met very nice and loving friends, who are now my family. The Tejetan team. Athena and Yerji insist that my original mother, being in another timeline, is only suffering my loss in my own head, because time is not moving there, not in relationship to this timeline we are all in. So technically speaking, my original mother hasn't even noticed I've gone missing. And if those frequency codes to my original location could be recovered somehow, I could go back there and my original mother wouldn't even notice that I was missing. But, of course, she would notice I'm 2 years older than before. What a mess. For now, I'm here, and this is my family now. And I love them very much. Thank you all for being here with me today. Much love and a great big hug. Marie Soirou.